This is from the book of Job in the very last chapter of Job, chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purposes of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have declared that which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me which I did not know. Hear now, and I will speak, I will ask you, and you instruct me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore I retract, and I repent in dust and ashes. I keep wandering back into those verses, because that's just kind of where I'm at right now. The times that we're living in, they're just so messed up. I fluctuate between throwing away my phone and never having a phone to just getting a phone that makes phone calls and nothing else, because of all the stuff that you get. If you have a phone that gets stuff, and then you get it on computers and tablets and stuff, and it really can cause a lot of confusing and a lot of distress in you, if you read all that stuff and you forget who God is, and that is what happened to Job. You read the whole book of Job. Is basically Job was a good guy, but because of things that he was going through, which were horrible things, he forgot who God was. And then it gets down into those last chapters, and then God speaks out of the whirlwind and confronts Job over and over and over and over and over again about all kinds of stuff, until this is Job's response. And that's kind of where the Lord's got me at right now, particularly, is that it's about Him, and it's about seeing Him and knowing Him. And we get that confused sometimes, because Job's experience and my experience of seeing God, or having just a tiny revelation of God, is that it always causes me to repent. It causes me to retract a lot of stuff that I've said, and then to just bow before and repent, because, so much of the time as Christians, particularly if we have to teach or have a short homily or whatever, we speak of things that we don't know anything about. We read it, and we get a commentary, and we Google it, and then we think we know it. We know. But, that's the thing. You can't Google Jesus and get to know Him. You can Google Jesus, but you can get all this knowledge of Jesus. You can get all this stuff that's been written about Jesus and God. But that doesn't mean that you know it. It takes a heart to be open and cry out to Him. And that is increasingly what's been happening with me, is I just want to know You. I just want to know You. Just simply to see You, because apparently not, kind of halfway knowing You is not working out that well for me, because I keep doing the same stupid things. I keep beating my head against the same wall. Keep making some of the same mistakes. Thankfully, I do have a little, microscopic type of knowledge of Jesus, of who He is, that has saved me from a lot. I got a long ways to go. So I need a revelation of Christ. And that's the most important thing that we can have. It's not so much like sound theology and sound doctrine is very, very important. That's not as important as Jesus. There's a lot of people that have walked the earth and that are walking the earth now that have died in centuries that had, we would have been going, that theology is a little sketchy. But they know Jesus. I read a great testimony this weekend about a Muslim man who was raised, his family had been he was in the bloodline of Muhammad. So his family was extremely devout Muslims. And he came to know Jesus. because Jesus revealed himself to him. Is that not incredible? Well, Christ also wants to reveal himself to us. You know? And I kind of think that he's like here, and he's revealing himself. But most of the time I stand over here. Or maybe I stand up here when he's back here. And I get caught up in what I'm seeing so much that I don't see. Daniel, like this allegory or whatever, it's kind of like hunting. You know, you never hunted. What happens in hunting, particularly deer hunting, is that you see a whole lot of stuff. And if you get caught up in that stuff, you never see the deer. And that's part of what you have to learn as a hunter, is to look past the stuff to what it is that you're looking for. And I think it's that way with Jesus, is that we have to look past the stuff. You know? And we have to look to that one that our heart really desires. The one that calls and that keeps dragging us back to simplicity. I don't know about y'all, but for me, the Lord keeps dragging me to simplicity. To just being simple. To just simply getting it. That He loves me. And He loves me with a love that's unimaginable. But I just need to figure out how to grasp that and experience that. Not know it, but to have it experientially. And this is one of the things about Christ, is that you can only know Christ. You can only know salvation. You can only know anything about God as if He shows it. If He doesn't open your eyes, you can be like Job. You kind of know all this stuff. But you don't really know. You don't really comprehend. So anyway, that's kind of where I've been at. So, Lord bless you with that, I hope. That's my prayers, that God takes the simple words and can find, get into your heart.